Well, the Costume Museum of Canada got a lot more animated than usual last night. The museum is home to Theatre Projects Manitoba's season-opening play, and it's called The Last Dog of War.
The show is a one-woman piece by Linda Griffiths, whose play Age of Arousal, you might recall, it was a hit for Theatre Projects last season. And Daniel McIver, another favorite Canadian playwright, directs this production. So we're wondering if it's another hit for Theatre Projects, and we'll find out in a second here, because our reviewer, Joff Schmidt, was at last night's opening. Hi, Joff.
Good morning, Marcy.
So first of all, can we get the synopsis? It's called The Last Dog of War. What's it about?
Yeah, well, Linda, it's a one-woman show, as you said, and Linda Griffiths starts it out by saying everything you're about to hear is true, which is a really arresting way to start it out. But really, in spite of what you might think about the title, it's actually more a story about a daughter and a father, with a story about the war and remembrance kind of as the backdrop to that familial core. So basically what happens is Linda's father's old Air Force squadron from the Second World War is about to celebrate its last reunion in the UK, and sensing that, as she says, there's a show in this, she makes it her mission to get him over there and to follow him and kind of document it, initially for very selfish reasons, but as the story unfolds, it becomes much more about the two of them drawing a bond, and you know, so as I said, it's got that very familial core, and along the way it makes commentaries also about how we remember war, so it's very timely for this time of year. You know, she says things like the Second World War was a good war, right? And things that actually really make you think about how we do remember war and veterans.
So she actually made this trip with her dad.
Yes.
And did the show. So it sounds like heavy material. How did it work with the audience?
Well, you know, it really is engaging, and it's a testament to Griffith's skill, both as a writer and a performer here. It's very hard to say anything new about the veterans' experience, you know, more than 60 years after the end of the Second World War. But she pulls that off by looking at it from the child's viewpoint, from the viewpoint of the child of a veteran. And she also makes it very accessible by making it very personal, and for much of it also actually very funny. It does have this very heavy emotional core, but she kind of wraps it in very sharp observational comedy. The opening of the show is almost more like stand-up comedy about, you know, the trials and tribulations of living with her father, who's a kind of crusty old Brit, and dealing with the cantankerous old guys who are organizing this reunion. So it's very accessible that way.
How is the space at the Costume Museum used?
Well, quite well. I do want to say you have to take a sweater because it's freezing.
Yeah, because it's a huge old building because they keep it cool for the costumes.
It is, and it's very chilly. So yeah, you take a sweater. Take two sweaters just to be on the safe side. But aside from that, it's a really inspired choice because it's very intimate. It's cabaret-style seating, so you're very close to the performer. And you feel throughout the show, as she says at one point in the show, that we're wrapped in the fuzzy comfort of history, she calls it. So it really works well that way. It's a very strong production and one that really should be seen.
And timely, of course, with Remembrance Day. Now, switching gears entirely, you also saw a production of one of my favorites, Manitoba Theatre for Young People, doing the Jungle Book, Big Baloo the Bear and the Boys. How'd it go?
You know, I think it needs more jungle and less book. This really owes a lot more to the original Rudyard Kipling stories than it does to the Disney version, which I think is how most of us know the And, you know, that's great source material. But given how rich that material is, I was actually quite underwhelmed by the show just because it doesn't feel like it's as much fun as it should be. All the animals are played rather seriously. And they all talk very seriously about the laws of the jungle. And they're played, for the most part, quite intensely. It just kind of feels like the fun and the joy has been drained from it. And, you know, it does have some very serious points to make about friendship and about belonging. And those are important things to talk about. But I think, you know, it's the Jungle Book. It should be a little bit more fun than this. And it just felt to me, you know, a bit too slow, a bit too talky for the under 10 crowd that it's really aimed at, and a bit too kiddie for the older crowd.
30 seconds left. I understand I'm supposed to pull up my lighter for the thing you want to mention last, right?
Yeah, very last. A completely different show in honor of Kiss's visit to town on Monday. You know Kiss is coming into town. The 2008 Fringe hit Lester Gets Kissed is being remounted. That was a hit for a local company in 2008. So they're doing it this weekend at the Ellis Theater. And so if you're a Kiss fan, even if you're not, it's a lot of fun.
make it worth rock and rolling all night and partying all day on Sunday. Thank you, Joff.
Thanks a lot, Mars.
Joff Schmidt reviewing Last Dog of War, theater projects of Manitoba Productions. That's at the Costume Museum till November 14th. The Jungle Book, MTYP, this weekend and next weekend. And then that Kiss Fringe show leading up to Monday night's big show in the arena. For details and more, cbc.ca/inforadio. Remember, there you can find the theater blog.